Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Human Capital Initiative is designed to tweak the supply of qualifications in universities and higher education to meet the actual and ever-changing needs of industry and commerce. Needless to say, AI, engineering and sustainability are the in-demand courses. But what about those who don't have the time to do a degree but need recognised courses to prepare them for their new roles or new jobs? That's where micro-credentials come in, i.e. short, highly focused courses with documented certificate at the end of it. The Higher Education Authority says that it has helped fund 837 such courses, with 142,000 people being trained or upskilled over the past 5 years. And Dr. Kieran McNally is the Senior Executive Officer with the Higher Education Authority. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Can you tell us a tiny bit more about this Human Capital Initiative?
Well, the Human Capital Initiative was launched in 2020 with a budget of $300 million from the National Training Fund. And this was invested to allow the higher education system to be agile in its response to emerging and future skills needs, both of society and enterprise. And it had four key objectives. The first was to increase the provision of skills in demand by enterprise. The second was to future-proof graduates for skills in emerging technologies that we didn't know what they were going to be yet. We also wanted to promote lifelong learning and transversal skills, the critical thinking, the communication, the collaboration skills. And we wanted to continue reform and innovation in higher education. And one of the ways we did this was through funding 24 projects across areas such as cybersecurity, medtech, pharma, additive manufacturing, sustainability in enterprise, and micro-credentials. So we've had a great success so far with our impacts. We've impacted over 142,000 learners in different ways. And we're hoping to continue this growth. That's only the numbers are kind of, there's a lag on the numbers. But the thing about micro-credentials that's important is that not everybody can do a full-time course. They don't have the time and they don't have the money. Whereas they can do a shorter course, they're more, because micro-credentials are often between about 4 to 12 weeks and they're at a much, much lower cost. They would be, if you think of a year course, might be broken into 60 credits, whereas micro-credentials could be 1 to 20 credits, say. And people can do these courses. And we're now putting in place a system that will allow them to build up and stack the credits they earn into larger qualifications.
And do employers recognise these micro-credentials, i.e. do they value them?
They really do. I mean, we find that 80% of our people doing the courses are already in employment. Their employers are sending them to these courses. They, by word of mouth, are telling their bosses these are good courses and we're getting more people in that way. We also had Indicon independently survey our enterprise partners, and 90% were very satisfied with what they were seeing. Now, the reason that is the case is because the HCI program from the get-go had collaboration with enterprise. So enterprise was in from the start, co-designing and creating the courses with the needs that they wanted. So, you know, 30 years ago, maybe the only interaction with enterprise would have been a placement. You know, now we're seeing enterprise come in and in conjunction with the universities, they're called the credentials because they're accredited, they're really good qualifications, but they're doing things like enterprise clubs and innovation clubs, and they're rapid prototyping products, and they are doing work-based challenges. So sometimes they're going out to industry and they're getting a challenge, and that's part of their qualification to come up with solutions to real-world problems. So they're very much then the
Front and center on
enterprise.
this thing. And briefly, because we're running out of time, if employers are interested, what website should they go to? Is it microcreds.ie?
Microcreds.ie, you will see a whole host of courses there, and
right.
hea.ie is another good place to go, and you will see more courses there as well.
Superb. Kieran, thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Kieran McNally, a Senior Executive Officer with the Higher Education Authority. That's it for now. Don't forget to...
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.